Yeah, I ended yesterday with my bagpipe chanter. That's a chanter. I had some wrong notes in there. Sorry about that. It was on the fly. A chanter, it looks kind of like a... It's got an oboe type of reed inside. And it kind of looks sort of like a flute looking thing, but it's just the, you know, the stick that they're putting the fingers up and down to change the notes when they play the bagpipes. It's pretty much just that thing with an oboe looking reed inside. And the idea is that you use that to practice for the bagpipes. Cause you can't, you can't, chime in the, I think they're called drums. You can't chime in the whole great big fat bag when you're in a little tiny apartment in downtown, wherever, Urbanville. But all Americans have sort of caught, have caught. Is that? I want you to go check on that one, George, and see if have caught is correct. Because I don't want to do this have went thing. Is caught. Okay, fine. I'm going to go right now. I'm going to go to the Pink Right website and I'm going to see what the perfect tense is of caught. Then wait for Firefox to start here. We're going to do a quick research here. Right.pink/303, because that's the verbs. There's 303 of them there. I'm quite sure I put catch there. Let's do a. Let's do we catch? Catch? Caught. Yes. Caught is the perfect. So it is have caught. So there. I was right because I went to right.pink/303 and found that it is caught. So Americans have caught, certified to be grammatically correct by right.pink. Americans have caught that Celtic independence. I think a lot of English speakers also, the movie Zulu. The British, I mean, say English, British, I'm thinking England. In the movie Zulu, by then, the parts of Ireland and Scotland were integrated. England had become more tolerable on some level anyway, or less intolerable. And so I think that there's been more integration within the whole culture. They're a very feisty, defensive spirit, and they're good at conquest because they don't try to conquer too much. And that's sort of the thing about English culture. America even has its own expansionism, but it's we don't do it in government. We do it in other softer, more easily to manage ways. China wants everything to be not iron fisted, but glass fisted. It's hard, but it shatters easy. So, and that's the thing that they don't, I don't know. I mean, I want the best for Chinese, but they've got to drop peace by oppression, and they really tout it as a virtue without apology, without cloaking it. We just want peace. We just want peace. It's why we oppress people. It's a good thing, And they say it unabashedly. It's like, I can't believe you're saying this. Are you being sarcastic? No, they're not. They really mean it. So, in you take that oppressive history in their culture, it trickles down into family. Confucius was teaching people basically, if you're good at math and you can't draw pictures to save your life, but your local city needs artists, then you have to change your DNA. Basically, it's just shy of saying this. You have to change who you are and become an artist because you can control what natural skills you have, right? So, see, that's, I mean, China actually believes that it can create a sun, like a burning star in outer space. They like this is how I mean, I suppose that could be possible 1,000 years from now, but you'd have to use large bodies in outer space already existing to do it. You'd have to set Jupiter on fire or something. But even then, you didn't really create it. China really believes that mankind can create a sun. This is how narcissistic the culture is. And I don't know any other way to point it. And when they talk that way, they think that it encourages other people to support them. That's how narrow their little world is. They don't know how they come across to other people. It's like, I mean, Laura Ingraham said that about Washington in 2005. Perhaps they fell in love with their own rhetoric and forgot how it sounds to other people. So China has this culture of oppression, and it trickles down all the way from government through the educational institutions down to family. You know, a father will beat his son for drawing amazing pictures because he's decided that the newspaper says that they need engineers. And he believes it's a good thing. And the son does also. And that's why America does all of the innovation and China does all of the copying. Because they don't know how to invent one single thing. Because innovation is based on the idea that there are some things that are natural and we're going to manufacture something that better fits what's natural. China doesn't get that. They don't get the idea that we are the result of a creator God who made things about us that we cannot change and gave us many, many, many countless more things, million times more things that we can change. And it's the greater things that we can change that we ought to focus on and accept those few things that God creatively put in us as a starting base to give us all that we need and more to control those things that we can and to make the choices that are fully available to us. And they don't get that. They want God out of the picture where they make the choices. As far as they're concerned, if they could change your nose, you know, it's no different. I mean, they would do plastic surgery and call it natural. So I just, like even in America, they'd say you have a right to plastic surgery. In China, it's not a right. Plastic surgery is natural. So it's just, this is how they think. So you take that oppressive culture, you put that in a company like HTC. That's why they can't make a solvent business. You know, in the podcast earlier in the week, I was talking about studying as a product manager. And one of the things product managers do is they take ideas from the public or from the masses and the consumer base, and they take those ideas to create the next idea for their next product. Apple doesn't do that. Luxury companies don't do that. The inventor, the leader of the company, has the wonderful ideas, and they make these ideas that the customer would never have thought of. It came up in the teaching several times. In fact, even they didn't mention that much in the class I took, which I enjoyed the product management class for that reason. But many times, product managers get into this, we need to understand what consumers want to make the product concept, and they miss luxury. The concept that the inventor, the designer at the company knows the new idea that the public never thought of. It's Henry Ford who said, if I had asked people what they wanted, they would have said faster horses. You know, as in to say that the public never would have thought of a car or an automobile. You know, you can't always ask the public for what the ideas need to be. So a lot of companies are just kind of, they got a bunch of capital, they got a bunch of employees, and they got a name that's thrown everywhere, and they got no effing clue what to do with any of it. So they're going to go do all this research to figure out what the customers want. And that's how most companies work. Apple's not like that. They had Steve Jobs sitting there with his ideas. I want something. And his ideas were, in fact, the best. And that's how luxury works. And that type of innovation, they don't have that in Taiwan. They're trying to innovate. They don't even have the brilliant ideas. They think they do, but they don't. They see ideas from the American developers and then they modify it a little bit and think it's original and it's not. And then they go and try to get ideas from the public, but they've got no clue how to do that because they're trying to understand and manage ideas, learn from people, keep employees from leaving too quickly anyway. I mean, there's going to be a turnover rate. That's fine. You know, have them make money while they're here learning from us. Google does that. That's great. You know, 5-year turnover rate. That's great. That's great. But Taiwan's trying to work with all these people while at the same time following this virtue of oppression unto unity. You can't have it both ways. And everyone talks about how dangerous China is. A friend of mine said, in World War II, America didn't have better tech. We just outmanufactured the Germans. But the difference was Americans were innovators. Yeah, China can outmanufacture America, but they can't innovate. They can't innovate because they only oppress. And so that's why I said before, I think that Taiwan needs to have a reboot of Braveheart. Braveheart wasn't around when the Taiwanese were interested in American movies. So join with me. Let's pray. Taiwanese need Braveheart. They need to see that to understand the concept of liberty so they can get their companies working. Because they can't get their companies working. They need to get their companies working. Cheerio, see you next week.